You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come in order to give us real life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we started off today with a question, and the question maybe triggered a little tune in your head. The question started off, is this the real life? And if you're a big Queen fan or Freddie Mercury fan, you maybe started to fill in the next few lyrics. Is this the real life, or is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. That comes from the epic song, Bohemian Rhapsody. If you're old like me, you remember Garth and Wayne singing it in a car. If you're slightly younger, you're probably very confused by that statement. Go and watch Wayne's World. It was great. But there's something about what Freddie Mercury and Queen write in those opening parts of that song. Maybe the only things in that song that are kind of intelligible. And it's that we do have that question that pops up into our minds from time to time. And if you think about it, it's maybe a little bit of a silly question. Is this the real life? Or is this just fantasy? Well, that's kind of silly, right? I mean, obviously, this is the real life. Yeah, I mean, I can pinch myself. I can interact with all of you. I can run into things and see if stuff happens to me, and it'll happen. And so I know that this is the real life. I know that this isn't just a fantasy. And yet, there is something inside of our brains that distrusts that. There's something inside of our brains that says, maybe this isn't real life. Maybe there is something about this life that is not really what I'm experiencing. We get into that sort of area of kind of wondering if we're trapped in the matrix, where we kind of start to wonder if we took the red pill or the blue pill. Am I just living an existence that I've made up in my head? And we wonder that because we know, both from ourselves and, well, we probably assume it about some other people, that there's a little bit of self-deception that happens in our lives. That people can go through their lives and they can believe, well, strange things. They can believe strange things about themselves. They can believe strange things about other people. We're all prone to those sort of paranoid moments in our lives where we wonder, is this the real life? Is that the real life? What is the real life? And that's an important key to these difficult readings that we have today. The difficult readings that start off with this question about reality that pops up in Jeremiah. Now, to give you the full idea of what's happening here in Jeremiah, is that Jeremiah is a prophet. He's a prophet of God. He's been he's had this revelation of things that are going to be happening, and they're not good. So Jeremiah, like a good prophet, is going to the people and he's telling them, hey, God revealed this to me. It's not necessarily good news, but God revealed it to me. And then there's this other guy named Hananiah. Now, Hananiah is also technically a prophet. However, Hananiah is a false prophet. So Hananiah isn't telling people God's word, what has been revealed to him. Hananiah is telling them, well, sort of what Hananiah wants to see out of the world. And so Jeremiah has been saying, hey, things are going to get rough. We're going to go into exile. Things are not going to be good. Hananiah is like, no, we'll be all right. Everything will be cool. We'll be okay. And that's where we pick up. And Jeremiah says, amen. I really hope that that is the case. I hope that I am wrong. However, I think you're fooling yourself. And there are those questions that pop up into our minds as we hear that discourse between Hananiah and Jeremiah. Are we believing in a false prophecy? Are we thinking something about ourselves that maybe isn't going to come true? And that's where it lands in our culture a lot of times with ourselves. You see, in our culture, there's a lot of this idea of being self-made people. There's this idea of I'm going to be able to hustle my way to the top. I'm this special person who deserves good things to happen in my life. I am this kind of person who is destined for greatness. I mean, if you listen to almost any motivational speaker, you'll start to hear these things that are meant to motivate you, but maybe could start to send you in a place where those things are disconnected from reality. And sometimes those motivational speakers, those coaches in our lives, those teachers in our lives who see things in us possibly, are able to say, hey, this isn't you. But this is who you could be. And we go, yeah. I could definitely be that. Because there's this hope in us. This hope that is placed there, knowing that there is an eternal God who will set all things right. And so as we think about our lives, we tend to think toward the side of us that has been redeemed in Christ. We tend to think about a world in which there are no limitations for our lives. We tend to think about a world in which we can do it all. There's this writer named David Foster Wallace who unfortunately died tragically, but wrote some very interesting things. And one of the things that he writes is that he writes that there is a problem, especially in our Western culture, with people like you. People like you who, pretty much all of the people that I know in this room, and maybe I'm wrong, but pretty much all of the people that I know in this room are pretty high achievers, people that have a lot of possibility, people that that have educations, people that have understanding, people that have resources. And because you have all of those things, you have a lot of options that are before you. Well, David Foster Wallace says, well, that's a problem for you. Because you are not destined to only be a bricklayer. In some ways, your life would be a lot easier if you just got up in the morning and you didn't have this moment of existential crisis where you went, well, what do I do with my life? Because you would just get up in the morning and you would say, I know what to do with my life. I go and I lay some bricks. But the bad news is that even if you're that kind of guy who goes out and lays bricks, you're still going to have that existential crisis of, what am I doing with my life? Is this enough? And we get into this mode of trying to justify ourselves based on what we think the real life is. And if we can find out what that real life is, and if we can live into that real life, then things will be good. Then I'll be justified. Then I will know that I am okay as a person. I will know that I have a place in this world. I will know that everything is okay. If I get the right grades, if I do the right things, if I love the right people, if I am loved by the right people, then that is the real life. But the problem is that we find out with almost every real life that we chase after, well, that we do a pretty bad job of living into those things most of the time. We're spotty at best. We maybe have an idea of what the real life is, but it seems to be something that keeps on moving just beyond our grip. And sometimes we can hear Jesus' words in the gospel reading and we can go, oh man, is that what the real life is? Is the real life that I have to get rid of my family? That I have to make enemies of the people that love me? That I have to do all of these things that involve sort of this moment of dying to self? We hear that and that sounds like real life to us. Because after all, Jesus is telling us, this is what I want you to do. This is what you're called to do. And we go, oh, well, that's a real life that I should live into then. But thankfully, the Apostle Paul helps us to put some of Jesus' words into context. Because what Jesus is talking about is not a real life that you are going to live into, not a real life that you have the opportunity to live into. You instead have a real death that has occurred in your soul. You're already dead. If you're baptized in this place, you have died. There's no living into anything. In fact, what you maybe think is real life is just a fantasy. You're caught in a landslide. And there's no escape from reality, because reality is telling you that you're a sinner and sinners deserve death, and that's where you are, and you get to say, I am. I'm dead. And the beautiful thing about being dead is that it's hard to deliver the mail. That's what Jesus is saying here. Jesus is saying that if you are dead, it is really hard to deliver that bill that your sins have accumulated. If you're dead, the mail shows up at your house, but you're dead. You've been killed by Christ. You've been killed in your baptism. You've been nailed to the cross along with him. But that's not all. you've also been raised to new life. Martin Luther says this weird thing when he talks about what the Christian life should look like. He says a Christian life should look like this in the morning. That you should get up in the morning and you should wash your face. And that act of washing your face should remind you of your baptism. And as you wash your face, you should make the sign of the cross over yourself, reminding yourself that in that water, your old self has died. With that cross, your old self has been crucified. And then you get to look in that mirror, and you get to say, but that guy, but that girl has been raised to new life. This is the new me that Christ has raised. Now let me go out and live into that reality. A reality that doesn't press on me saying you have to do this otherwise you won't be justified. You have to do this otherwise you won't have a place in this world. You have to do this otherwise you won't be the kind of person that other people look up to. Instead, you get to look at yourself and you get to say everything bad has died and now Christ is raising up this new person and I'm free to live into that. And when I get up the next morning, Christ will drown everything that's bad in me and raise up to new life everything that's good. And Christ is going to continue to do that in your life over and over and over again until one glorious day when maybe he will give us time to wash our face and to make the sign of the cross. And then we walk into the resurrection. And we never have to worry about sin again. And so as you go into this world, remember that you don't have to find out what the real life is. Because you have a real death. And you've been raised into a new life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.